that's what we believe makes CubeFest something special and what makes it valuable to go out and have the experience of actually hearing something that you can't hear anywhere else.
Eric Lyon is artistic director of CubeFest, the celebration of multi-channel music projected out through 150 loudspeakers, literally surrounding the audience inside a $15 million black box playground for arts and science that's one of a kind.
For example, the programs that we present here, you could not present them in New York City. They just don't have a performance space that would accommodate it, which is surprising because New York seems to have pretty much everything else, but this is something we can do that they can't.
Lyon is a famed multi-channel music pioneer who recently won a Guggenheim Award to compose new works. He came to Virginia Tech in 2013 because he knew they would be building this futuristic theater unlike any in the world. But he says CubeFest is always about more than only esoteric and experimental works.
We have Appalachian music, we have techno music, we have some things that are uncategorizable, and we have the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust.
Now Ziggy play guitar, jamming good with weird and get and spiders from Mars.
Yes, that's a one-dimensional version of the David Bowie classic for illustration purposes only. When it's performed in the multi-channel cube, listeners will hear every rise and fall. The music will be split apart, and those spiders from Mars reconstructed as shimmers of sound coming from many different directions.
We're used to listening to music in two speakers, really in two channels. And in some ways that makes a lot of sense because we have two ears, so you figure two channels ought to do the job. But once you start adding more density, all of a sudden you really have a change in, if I may put it that way, perspective.
Christopher Woods, a spatial music maker from San Francisco, will give a workshop and a performance at CubeFest.
Christopher has this metaphor that I absolutely adore, which is the idea of how representational art changed in the Renaissance with the development of perspective. So all of a sudden paintings moved from being flat things looking flat to being flat things that express depth and distance. And so I think that Christopher is absolutely right about that, that we're in a transitional moment in audio art where genuinely new experiences are possible.
Also on the CubeFest docket are Appalachian folk singers Anna and Elizabeth. They'll perform their music through a prism of the highest high tech, where old time meets the future.
Oh, if I were queen of France, or still better, Pope of Rome, I'd have no fighting men abroad, nor weeping maids at home. All the world should be at peace, and the right should be the might. I'd have those that made the quarreling the only ones to fight.
And it is so meaningful for us to be able to bring together two things that are really very regional, because the Cube is, for all of our absolutely international outlook, it is a regional facility that's really unique.
The third annual CubeFest runs this Thursday through Sunday. Tickets are free for students and $10 for everyone else. I'm Robbie Harris.